Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply money, money, money. Yes, my friends and neighbors, money, money, money. Now, even though that topic is repeated, though, and it's only one word, we have to think of the incredible impact money has on our day-to-day lives. If you're on your way to or from shopping, then you're about to engage in the practice of spending money. If you go to the bank and look for a loan on a home or a car, then you want to borrow money. At the end of the year, tax time comes, and that's when we've got to pay out money. We cannot avoid the money conversation because it has a relevance, and it is very essential to not only human existence, but the way our society functions as a whole. There's very few things that we can do on the planet that do not involve money. If you go to your closet and put on clothes, and you're putting on clothes that you paid money for, and if somebody even gave you those clothes, they gave you clothes that they paid money for. It's hard to avoid it. There's no way around it. And in order to build successful teams, the money conversation and the money culture must be embraced and adopted. Now, let's not jump to conclusions, because the money culture does not mean that you establish a group of individuals that are only focused on money. But if you're going to build effective teams, the money conversation and the money culture must be properly implemented. Now, when I say that, we first off have to begin with an understanding of a few principles related to money. Let's talk about them with our RICH acronym. Yes, my friends, just like everybody wants money, people want to be rich because it means they have an unlimited supply of money. Let's outline in the RICH acronym the four key components of how money can impact a company culture as well as coalesce and build teams. The first one in our RICH acronym reminds us that money is a reward. Yes, my friends and neighbors, money is a reward. A reward for what, you might ask? Money is simply a reward for solving problems. Lawyers solve legal problems, doctors solve health problems, teachers solve ignorance problems, mechanics solve car problems, and we must identify our problem before any monetary reward comes our way. What problem do you solve with the company that you run and the business that you build? Do you articulate your problems to people, the problems that you solve? See, most of the time when individuals are recruiting for their teams and they're trying to build and expand, they typically will outline money as if it is the problem. They'll say, come join us and you can make more money. Come join us and you can have unlimited income. Well, money is not the problem. Money is simply the byproduct of the solution. So I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, rather than connect with treating money as the problem or the answer, let's say that it is the reward for solving a problem. I challenge you to write down a list of the problems that your company solves, because when those problems are solved, money is made. You think of it. If something goes wrong in your sink and it won't drain and the drain won't go down, then you have to call a plumber. Well, you call a plumber and that plumber solves your pipe problem. By the same token, my friends, when there is a definitive problem that you know you can solve, people call on you. You remember that old saying, if you build a better mousetrap, the world will be a path to your door, because everyone that has mastered the art of solving problems masters the art of making money. So the culture on the team should be a culture of problem solving. It should say, listen, here is what we are designated to solve. Let's go find the people that have those problems. And once we truly identify the problem, then we know that the reward is going to be the money. The other component, how you can impact money as it relates to your company culture, is in the I, which stands for the inheritance. A percentage of everyone's wealth should result from an inheritance. However, most people have never experienced being left anything of value. That's the reason why it's important to drive your team team with the leave behind message. It's the legacy message, my friend. Just because you may not have received an inheritance doesn't mean that you're not supposed to leave one. It's the art of working for others that will drive your team even when they grow weary of working for themselves. See, the inheritance message resonates with everybody but the selfish, the ignorant, and the irresponsible. Well, we can fix the ignorant, but the selfish and irresponsible, we don't want around us anyway. So when it comes to building solid teams with the money culture, so to speak, we've got to instill in those individuals the importance of leaving something behind. Think of every building on a college campus. It's named after somebody. That means that somebody was thoughtful enough to leave something behind after they died. So by the same token, my friends, when you're connecting with people about building a business, ask them the question. Talk about it. What have you set aside for an inheritance for your children or your grandchildren? Teach them how to do it. As we're working to build this business together, I challenge you to set money aside. Teach that to the team. And then you test it. Ask them regularly about the college fund that they're building for their children or what street do they want named after them when they've achieved a certain level. If people never think inheritance, they'll never work inheritance. And if they never work inheritance, they'll never be focused on anything other than supplying their natural need. And once their individual need is supplied, you'll have a hard time motivating them to go further and faster. But when the inheritance culture is embraced, then people can do much better. That C reminds us of the importance of collaboration. Remember this, my friends, it's hard to make money on our own. And the bigger the team, the stronger the team, the better the team, the more vibrant the team, then the more money can be made through those collaborations. You think about it. There are 55 players on a football team, and two teams play on the field at the same time. That's 110 players on the team. They have stadiums for football that are 80, 90, even 100,000 fans. So 100,000 people shows up to see the biggest teams that we know. Football has the biggest teams on the planet. Now think of a tennis match. You don't see anybody walking around with a Serena Williams jersey or a Venus Williams jersey, do you? No, because individuals don't captivate the way teams do. Individuals don't resonate with people the way teams do. You don't see 90,000 or 100,000 people showing up to watch a tennis match. No, you see them showing up to watch a football game. Isn't it amazing that the sport that has the most amount of players draws the biggest amount of fans? By the same token, my friends, the bigger your team, the stronger your team, the more vibrant your team, the more money can be made. Remember these key components about team. First, teams are creative. Every relationship is a new seed that needs to be planted. Then, teams are cultivated. Relationships take time to blossom. You don't meet somebody on Monday and start doing business with them on Tuesday and expect that they're going to yield great results by Wednesday. No, my friends, just like that plant, we've got to cultivate it and dig around it. And then finally, teams are appreciated. Remember, everything that appreciates, that simply means to increase in value. Homes appreciate. They increase in value. Teams also appreciate. The longer you have them, the longer you cultivate them, the more time you put in planting those new seeds and in meeting more new people, then, my friends, teams end up growing that way. And as the team grows, the revenue grows. Many people want to separate the money conversation from the conversation of collaboration, but you can't separate them, because the more money you make, the better and stronger and richer and more vibrant that collaboration will become. My friends, you know I have to hit this last point. That H in our rich acronym simply reminds us of the importance of our heart, our hearing, and our heeding. Let me just outline those. Heeding. To heed means to follow instructions. The instructions we're willing to follow will dictate the money we receive. Our heart, our attitude when we receive money will determine how long we keep it. And then our hearing, the information that fills our brain will determine what we do with the money we receive. My friends, if you enjoyed this training segment, I encourage you to get Soft Skills certified through Success Training Institute. It will change your life and grow your business. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goal.